Then what should we do?
Merely going to Vrindavan.
So for this, we'll have to take sannyas or brahmachari life or go to dense forest. It is not essential. But there is something essential. What he is telling?
Merely going to reside in the forest or accepting the dress of a sannyasi will not free one from the desire for bhakti.
One? What meaning?
To go.
What meaning? What is the meaning?
If one tries to dryly renounce.
If you are going to forest, dense forest. He knows the way where you have gone. He will take scent. And at once quickly follow you there also. If you are even in water, ocean, anywhere in this planet, she will not, you will not get rid of that. If you are taking sannyasi ways, tilak, mala, everything, quickly he will go there. He knows that he is actually not renowned. He has wish to sense, enjoy sense. So he will at once go and follow you. And then lust will come, anger will come, all six enemies will come, and your bhakti will, if it is Shraddha, very little fraction of Shraddha, it will also go away. So be very careful for this. Only taking sannyas and red cloth or tilak mala, even initiation for taking. She knows that you have not taken initiation. What we take in initiation? By fire sacrifice, it is external. We should try to take it
internal.
So this mukti, this wishes, know whether he is a real devotee or not. If not, he will follow. Go on.
If bhakti resides in a devotee's heart, then even while living amidst the objects of the senses, he will be able to remain detached from them and will be capable of abandoning the desire for bhakti.
Bharat Maharaj left this world, went there. It may be that he has some attachment for world. So attachment there, it went to a dear boy and he was disturbed there. So we should think like this. Go on.
Therefore, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī said, Bhakti Rasāmī Kishindu, Purushyam Dhahatastatra Janasya Bhajane Hare, Vishayeshu
Garishtovati
Aragastayo Viliyate Anasaktasya Vishayam Yatarham Suyundhata Nirvanda Krishna Sam Vande Yuktam Vairagyam Uchyate Parapanchikataya Bhutya Harisam Vandi Vasana Mamukshu Viparishyadu Vairagyam Sangu Kasyate.
Tejya Shloks of Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Aprup Goswami. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur always remember, everywhere. For beginners, this is important. Otherwise, bhakti will not come. Anasakta sabhishyan jatha. You should read this meaning. Very, very attentively. Don't sleep. Don't be idle. Try to know.
When the jiva develops a taste for Krishna bhajan, at that time, his excessive attachment for the objects of the senses starts gradually fading. Then, with a spirit of detachment, he accepts the objects of the senses only according to his needs, knowing those objects to be related to Krishna and behaving accordingly. This is called Yukta Vairagya.
Anything knowing? What is Yukta Vairagya? Boliye to aap. What is Yukta Vairagya?
Accepting only those things which are favorable for our progress in spiritual life and connecting all those which are not. So, if the Vairagya means that we have to discriminate what we should use for Krishna and Guru service and other people's faith.
You? Yes. More loudly.
You have such doctrine for the senses in the service of Krishna and engaging more things in the service of Krishna. Right.
What he told?
The object of the senses is only in relationship to service of Krishna.
Thik bol raha. He's telling, okay?
Yukta Vairagya means appropriate renunciation. It means to understand that everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to me. Therefore, in that sense, there is.
But not talking wholly, fully. Only what we require to maintain our life, we can take only. If you are going to Puri in Anand Bazar, have you seen Anand Bazar? You know the name? You all? Anand Bazar is the market of Mahaprasadam. So, variety of preparations of laddu, puri, kachauri, so much dal, very delicious, and so many sweets, various kinds of sweets. And if you think that all are Mahaprasadam, so we should take daily all delicious foods up to here. Then what will we? You cannot chant, you'll have to go to bed and like this. It may be that you will be so fat and then you can require of a very beautiful sevadasi. Sevadasi, you know? Sevadasi are beautiful boy girl, friends. So, we should not take all, only to maintain our life, we can take very little. And then praying, Mahaprasadu, Govindi, Namagva, not only uttering, taking it here. I'm not going to eat Mahaprasad, I'm going to serve. When I'm checking name, then I'm serving His name. When I am reading any book, I'm serving Bhagavat. When I'm chanting name, I'm serving Krishna. Like this. Always serving mood. Then you'll get rid of Maya, otherwise not. Go. So you should try to be, to follow Yukta Vairagya. But sometimes we do opposite to this. By the name of following Yukta Vairagya, we do everything. Like last third day, we played a drama of Gita Sansar. So we should not try to do. Very boldly and strongly we should try to follow this Yukta Vairagya. Raghunath Das Goswami was Yukta Vairagya. Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Raya Ramananda, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like this. Go on.
The renunciation of those who, desiring liberation from matter, reject the objects of the senses, considering them to be illusory, is called hungry or useless.
What? Kya bole?
After such verification, he must come to this conclusion that this is full of misery. Then he desires that we should give up such verification totally and get the liberation. And such type of desire of renunciation is Palguru, that is artificial
merit. You should again explain. Oh, without food.
Just as Ramachandra Prabhu was saying, that if one is seeing that in engaging in sense gratification, one is getting so much misery, then as it was stated here, one will see this as useless, and then they'll falsely try to renounce without having the proper realization that ultimately everything is part of Krishna's energy and everything should be utilized in Krishna's service. So such dry renunciation is called Spaudhu-vairagya, false renunciation. Because externally there's renunciation, but in the heart there's still so much desire to enjoy the object. So ultimately one will have to enjoy it.
Like Mayavadi. They reject all these things, all the beautiful things, that this is Maya. Naiti, naiti. Naiti, naiti means?
No.
Oh, this is Maya, this is Maya, rejecting all these things. But Vaishnava knows that if you are rejecting everything, you will die at once. Why not in this way that all the things in the whole world are of Krishna, only of Krishna. Nothing is separate from Him. So we can utilize all these things as a paraphernalia. Paraphernalia. And use it to offer Krishna. And what are essential to maintain our life, we can take. Otherwise, if you are rejecting everything, that it is Mahaprasad Singh, but not Mahaprasad, delicious food you are seeing. Harinam Kirtan, you are seeing like all sound, like material sound. Any Vaishnava Singh, oh, this is only dead body like that. So, this is Mayavad. So we should be not Phalgu Vairagya. Phalgu Vairagya means a river in Gaya. Undercurrent. You can see only sands upside. But if you take some sand there, oh, you will see that current is going on. So externally we are giving up all rejecting, but by heart internally, He is wishing so much. So this is Phalgu-vairagya. Or Markat-vairagya. Monkeys has no nothing. No houses, nothing. But always their sight is there, where any fruit, vegetable, anything to eat. Always enjoying it. Female monkeys, they have nothing else to do. So their vairagya, nakedness, nothing owning, office on, no, nothing. So this is Phalgu vairagya, Markat vairagya. Sometimes Smashan vairagya. Smashan vairagya means anyone is dead in India.
Crematorium.
That anyone has dead. And you have taken him to burial ground. All are weeping. Then you see that, oh, one day all will die. So I also must die. Now I am renowned. I have nothing to do at anyone. And he became so
renowned.
And when he returned to his home, his motherless mother has died, motherless children were weeping, and father saw. At first in burial ground he became like that, but when he returned, all boys were weeping and they came in the lap of father. And then again Markat Vairagya went and he began to be attached with them. So these are not Vairagya. These are called Markat Phalgu Vairagya. Go on. You should always note that if Bhakti is coming, his two sons are bound to come. Gyan and Vairagya. And then Gyan and Vairagya, that Tattva Gyan and Yukta Vairagya are helping always you. Otherwise, if you have no Bhakti, there is Gyan and Vairagya, they will pull you, drag you to hell.
It is not possible for an embodied being to completely renounce the object of the senses, but changing the enjoying tendency towards them while maintaining an understanding of their relation to Krishna cannot be called sense gratification.
Go on.
Form, ras, taste, gandha, smell, sparsh, sat, and shabda, sound, are the objects of the senses. We should try to perceive the world.
But this is more important. Here, listen it very carefully. What?
We should try to perceive the world in such a way that everything appears related to Krishna.
Yes.
Meaning that we should see all beings as servants and maidservants of Krishna.
Yeah.
See gardens and rivers as pleasurable sporting places for Krishna.
What he told? Oh, Prabhu. What he told?
I
was
not
Why? 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 You should repent. For a moment you should stand up. Again here. You should read.
We should try to perceive the world.
I know who are not hearing. I'm not mentioning. I will mention them and I will tell them also to stand up all. I know. Some consideration towards half of these. Some. Not fully. But no consideration, no
concession
to you all. Especially red cloth. Again?
We should try to perceive the world in such a way that everything appears related to Krishna, meaning that we should see all beings as servants and maidservants of Krishna.
Here.
See gardens and rivers as pleasurable sporting places for Krishna. See that all types of edibles are to be used as an offering for his pleasure. In all types of aromas, perceive the aroma of Krishna Prasad. In the same way, see all types of flavors are to be relished by Krishna. See that all the elements we touch are related to Krishna, and hear only Harikatha or narrations describing the activities of his great devotees.
How we can see? Now you can see, but be attentive. Don't take your like hearing, but oh, we will know very well. Oh, he is not here. Don't do like this. This is important. Now that's what we are thinking. Now, come here, expensing so much, so many hundreds of dollars, only to hear, not to take enjoyment or anything. If you are thinking like this, you must be there, not coming here. So fie on your mind. No? Now you can tell.
See everything in relation to Krishna. Everything is related to Krishna, everything is for Krishna.
How you can see that mountains, rivers and gardens are Bihar Bhumi of Krishna, enjoyment
places
of Krishna. How we can see? You should see very easily like this. Oh, beautiful garden. Jogmaya has done. And it is a place for the enjoyment of Krishna. Only to remind us that oh, so beautiful garden, so beautiful mountain, so beautiful women and men. All are for Krishna, to serve Krishna. If this insight is coming, mukti and bhakti, bhakti will go away, very far away. But really you should think, don't imitate. Only this is the remedy. If you are seeing beautiful flowers, what we see? Oh, how beautiful and so sweet and soft. Oh, Krishna has made it. One need to remember that, oh, our hearts should be like that. Only for this. So, all things which are seen, we should see related to Krishna and for Krishna. And we can take it and engage in the service of Krishna. You can give to devotees and Gurudev. But if you see that he is engaging in his sense gratification, then reject that Guru and Vaishnava. Those who are taking an offering in the lotus feet of Radhika Krishna and to his Gurudev in chain, they are really devotees. You can give all these things to Gurudev. But if Gurudev is making his own gratification, sense gratification, that you should at once reject that Gurudev, whoever be he, at once. I know that bona fide Guru cannot do like this nonsense. If he is doing, but you should also see that if he is offering all this by mind, how can you realize this? So there are so many things to think. Go on.
When a devotee develops such an outlook, then he will no longer see the object of the senses as being separate from Bhagavan himself.
Yes, this is a very important thing.
The tendency to enjoy the happiness obtained from sense gratification intensifies the desire for bhakti within the heart of a devotee and ultimately deviates him from the path of bhakti. On the other hand, by accepting all the objects of this world as instruments to be employed in Krishna's service, the desire for bhakti is completely eradicated from the heart, thus allowing Shuddha Bhakti to manifest there.
Try to digest what has been given today and think over this and try to follow, and then we will again क्या हम लोग कुछ आगे की बात कहेंगे. We will tell, explain something. Yes? Tomorrow. But these are very important to follow all these things. If you are not following, that internally you are not following bhakti, you don't want bhakti, you want only sense gratification or only to avoid sufferings. That is mukti. Gaur Pramana. Very important thing. So if we cannot explain whole, but we can take some essence and go on. Kirtan? Okay,